Now, returning to the news, which has just broken in the last few minutes, that the European Central Bank is increasing interest rates in the Eurozone by a further 0.25%. It brings the ECB's base deposit rate to 4%. Our correspondent Robert Short is with me here in studio. So a further increase, the 10th increase since July of last year in ECB and Eurozone interest rates. Robert, what's the ECB saying about this decision?
Well, I suppose the really interesting line of this, not least, obviously, the decision, which will take some people by surprise, because there was a definite view out there that the ECB may have paused this month and may have left one additional increase in interest rates in their back pocket in case inflation hadn't gone the way that they had hoped. But they've gone ahead with that decision. But I think the really interesting line is right at the end of their statement, which has come out this lunchtime, where they say that the Governing Council considers that the key ECB interest rates have reached levels that, maintained for a sufficiently long duration, will make a substantial contribution to the timely return of inflation to the target. That suggests to me that they are indicating that they are going to pause at this point, that they have reached the level where they think interest rates will act to bring inflation down. Now, that's, you know, cold comfort to people on tracker mortgages, variable mortgages, and indeed people taking out new mortgages who are facing higher interest rates as a result of the 10 increases that we've seen since last July. But at least it gives you some indication, perhaps, that the ECB thinks that they've got interest rates right now in order to bring down inflation back to from where it is now, which is across the euro area in August, 5.3%, to their target rate of 2%.
So previous statements from the ECB have signalled further increases in the pipeline. This is perhaps the first statement from them in the current cycle that hasn't pointed to an increase still to come.
Yeah, they've been very clear in previous communications that there's more work to do and that conditions aren't right yet for a timely return to their target rate. That line there is the first time I've seen that, and that based on their current assessment that they have reached levels.
All right.
So that's, for me, that's a very significant signal.
All right. Elsewhere on the financial front, the National Treasury Management Agency today holding a bond auction, an auction of government debt.
Yeah, so this is the last bond issuance from the NTMA on behalf of the state this year. They're borrowing much less because, as we know, the Exchequer has enjoyed exceptional surpluses in the public finances, so they will have borrowed a total of 7 billion euro this year. They went out to market today and they borrowed an additional 1 billion euro in two different bonds. But what's really interesting here is the yield, so how much it's going to cost the government to borrow. And the yields on both of those bonds are, one of them is just over 3%, and a longer dated one stretching out to 2045 is close to 3.5%. Now, if you take the first of those bonds, when it was first issued just back in April 2020, which isn't that long ago, rates were 0.24%. So to go from 0.24% to just over 3% really tells you all you need to know about how things are completely different now when it comes to the cost of borrowing.
Robert Short, economics correspondent, thanks very much for that.